The acting head of the Police Public Affairs Directorate, DSP Stephas Arthur, has described a recent U.S. report on corruption in Ghana as not depicting the actual situation on the ground. He says, though the police have not laid hold of the actual report, portions of what the force has seen paint a different picture from the truth. He noted that most of such reports are based on perceptions. DSP Arthur questioned the scope of such surveys. He was speaking to Abraham Asari on Radio Ghana's Current Affairs program Behind the News.
We haven't had a full report, but from the excerpts that we have seen in the graphic, and we think that they are the excerpts of the whole report. If that is so, then the police want to say that, and as much as they see the United States Department is a very credible institution, and therefore are grateful to the institution for whatever they do for coming out with this report, we beg to differ on some issues. We have three areas identified and police associated with it in a negative light, and the first one being extortions of money, which is the corruption aspect of it. We won't say that we kind of, to some extent, admit or accept that some personnel of our institution, some miscreant amongst us, are guilty of the charge, kind of.
So then, if you admit that some are guilty, we cannot say that the report is false.
Some personnel of the service are guilty as far as extortions of money on the road is concerned, and that the police administration itself doing a lot of things to ensure that this canker is uprooted in the service. The problem we have in Ghana is to depend so much on perceptions. Perceptions are dead and gone. We tend to depend so much on perceptions. And the problem we also have is that when you are doing any kind of survey about performance or whatever, just put the police as the best or among the best, and you get a kind of an official seal, and that is not helpful.
A member of the Ghana Anti-Corruption Coalition, Flores Dennis, however, says the report is not surprising, though frustrating. She says tackling corruption must be done holistically to yield results. She noted that the country has witnessed less prosecution of corruption cases. She therefore called for quick investigation of allegations of corruption and prompt action on findings in order to prune the system.
These things are not done just to put a blame game on a police institution or a judiciary or Ministry of Education or a public official. We are all yearning that we all work towards a better cause, ensure that the systems and processes that we work with are better for us all. Can you believe that Ghanaians spend about 40% of their household income on facilitation and paying bribes? It's awesome. So how do we minimize that so that our standards of living will improve? Those who need better health, those who need better water, those who need good education can't get them. People payments at almost every service that they require because people are not well informed even about processes. People also cannot accept themselves to know even these processes and be patient to even go through them. So it's the public has to be blamed. The institutions have to be blamed. We need to streamline processes. We need to build institutions to be able to minimize all these things. It's a holistic approach.
Florence Dennis, who's with the Ghana Anti-Corruption Coalition, talking to Abraham Asari.